Hey dreamers, it's a new year. And if you're ready to take the next step in your interpretation journey, I want to invite you to the Breathing Underwater membership. This is a monthly subscription mentorship where we have live Zoom calls where we do interpretations of one another's dreams, we ask questions, and we seek God in community. We also have a private Facebook group with weekly teachings, as well as a one-on-one coaching or dream mapping call with me every month. Because we all need a little help interpreting our dreams, and I believe God designed it to happen in community. And it's just plain fun. So sign up today. We would love to see you there. We were designed to hunger for the deep things of God, to thrive on faith and wonder, to seek out divine wisdom that defies human logic. We were designed to unlock the mysteries of God. This is Breathing Underwater. Hello, this is episode 52. I don't know why I feel like singing. Maybe it's because we're going to talk about something awkward today. Well, I don't even want to say it's awkward because it's not awkward, but we feel like it's awkward, which is why we don't talk about it. But we are going to talk about sexual dreams. Yes, I just used the word sexual. It's going to be okay. We are made to be sexual beings. Sexuality is a very important part of who we are and how we're made. And this is nothing that we need to feel ashamed about. So let's just first and foremost throw that out, okay? We have no reason to be ashamed of our sexuality or to talk about sex. Sex and sexual dreams are going to happen. They're going to come up because it's a part of being a human. And I believe there are four different sources, if you will, of sexual dreams. And I'm going to talk about them today. I'm going to teach about them today because this is going to help you discern what this sexual dream is really about so that you're not shying away from a dream, so that you're not shying away from your own heart, you're not shying away from the Lord. Because I don't care what kind of dream it is. It could be a nightmare, a demonic dream. It could be a super soulish dream. It might be a dream that seems like nonsense. But every single dream is an invitation into connection with God. All of them are a conversation starter, okay? And so are sexual dreams. Well, I just realized I didn't introduce myself. For those of you, if this is your first episode, my name is Margot. I am the host of the show, and we talk all things dream life and dream interpretation, in case you didn't pick up on that. If this is your first episode and you're picking up the first episode on sexual dreams, I like you already. That means you are brave and you clicked on this one on purpose, and there must be a very specific reason that you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's jump right in. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet, I believe, but we're going to go into the four different sources of sexual dreams. I'm saying sources because I think it's the best use of the word for now. There are four different kinds of sexual dreams that we could probably have as well, and it's going to be up to you to discern which one it is. Okay, so go ahead and put on your courageous hat and put on your curiosity cap too, and throw shame in the trash. Shame has absolutely no space when you're interpreting any dream, especially sexual dreams, okay? The first source or first kind of sexual dream that I want to address is probably the least common, but absolutely happens. I've had them. You've probably had them. It's common to have body dreams where there is actually just something physiological happening and there's something sexual that happens in the dream, and it's like a release, if you will. Of course, we know as kids or going through puberty that there is often so much going on hormonally that kids have something called wet dreams, right? Especially young men, they'll have wet dreams. And this is something that they do not need to be ashamed of. Now, you may or may not agree with me, but I feel very strong on this and firm on this, that we need to be very careful not to be shaming our children for being sexual beings, okay? A wet dream is not something that anyone has done wrong. It is literally the body releasing because there's so much going on hormonally. Now, this could probably happen at any time in your life for those of us who've been single for maybe longer than others. Like, our bodies go through changes hormonally, especially for females, depending on the time of the month. So you could be having a sexual body dream where hormonally things are shifting and your body is just expressing something and it's a kind of release. You do not need to feel bad about that, all right? That is not something that you would need to interpret or repent of. I mean, of course, you can go to God and just say, okay, is that what this was? I think it is. But then you just shake that right off and you move forward, okay? The second type I'm going to speak of is probably a little bit more common and is going to take the most courage. These are the sexual dreams where there is an open door spiritually to a spirit of lust. That spiritual door could have been opened maybe through something generationally in your family line that happened, or an addiction that you're currently struggling with. Maybe it's a porn addiction. Maybe it's just looking at inappropriate movies. Maybe it has to do with an actual lust issue that you're dealing with. Listen, there is no condemnation. The way to get free is to bring it into the open. And if it's showing up in your dreams and it is sourced demonically, meaning there's something lustful happening or there is something that's evidence of a door you have opened, there is no shame. It's just the kindness of God to allow that to be seen and known so that you will address it. God entrusts us to be powerful and to make decisions and to have a free will, but He is always contending for our freedom and He is always pursuing us to find freedom. And if this is something that you struggle with, I encourage you to be really open with it. Talk to a pastor about it. Talk to a mentor about it, a parent if you need to, or a friend. Definitely talk to someone and talk to God about it so that there can be freedom that happens, because God is ready to set you free. If it's something that's generational, He will walk that out with you. He will show you where that's rooted so that that door can be closed. Again, do not let shame shut you down. Do not let shame cover you up, because shame wants to shut us up and make us feel like we can't talk about it, and that's what keeps it in the dark. Don't do it, brave people. Don't do it. It doesn't matter if you're 12. It doesn't matter if you're 85. If you're having these kinds of dreams, it's showing you something and it's okay. Just go to the Lord and go to a friend, all right? There is freedom. There is freedom. There is freedom. I have absolutely seen it. I just recently had an experience with a young man who got free from this, and I'm just thrilled about it. The third reason or source that you might be having sexual dreams is going to be a soul dream. We've been talking about soul dreams. That's the series we've just been in. And soul dreams are when our soul is expressing something that needs to be heard or seen or felt, because we are somehow not paying enough attention during the day to perceive it, or it's just something that is ready to have some healing. If you are really longing for intimacy or connection, or you have a physical touch kind of need that isn't being met, that might be coming out in your dream life, all right? So that could be something that is just your soul expressing, I have this need for intimacy, and it's showing up looking like this. And again, the key is not to feel ashamed, but to honor your soul and listen. Listen to yourself. Don't shame yourself or condemn yourself. And then go to God and ask Him what He wants you to know, what He wants you to see, how He can help you walk in purity, but also get needs met. Okay, He's really creative. He's really powerful. He doesn't feel ashamed about that. He doesn't feel bad that your soul has needs, that your body has needs. You can talk to Him about it. And then the fourth source or kind of sexual dream I'm going to talk about, which I would say I most commonly interpret and have myself, they're God dreams. They're God dreams when God is using sex or sexual imagery in a dream to talk to you.
What?
Margot, are you sure? Yes. If a part of you is cringing when I say that, or is curling up like, that couldn't be, I don't know, that is an indicator that shame is there. I'm just going to say, that's an indicator that there's wrong thinking, because God is not ashamed to talk about sex. He's not ashamed to use that imagery. He sees all anyway. He created it. He created it for connection and for depth of intimacy. And I believe, in some ways, it mirrors physically in the natural realm right now what we will one day experience with Him when we are one, when there is no separation and we are all fully together. I'm not talking about having sex with God. Don't get weird. I'm saying that experience of utter connection, that is how we were designed to live in connection with God all the time. In case you haven't figured this out yet, He is not afraid to use imagery that is going to offend the heck out of us in order to get our attention, in order to see if we will press through the offense out of hunger and delight in knowing Him. Sometimes He will shroud things just enough so that we'll come after Him, so that we'll seek, so that we will be able to show Him. It's about connection and relationship with Him more than it is just the information. If He's going to make something super plain, then it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, information. Thanks, God. Moving on, you know. But He desires connection and relationship too. So I think sometimes He veils things so that we will seek it out, because there's so much reward in finding Him when we seek Him, right? So sexual imagery, especially if it's offensive to you, is no different. God uses it. And as you probably have learned, most of His imagery is symbolic. Sometimes it's literal, absolutely, but most times it's symbolic in our dreams. If you find yourself in bed with someone who is not your spouse, ask who that person is. If you know them, what does their name mean? Is God saying that you are in bed with whatever that name means? Let's say that it's a worship leader, a famous worship leader, and you're like, oh my gosh, why am I in bed with this person? Like, God, do I have some, you know, impure thoughts happening about them? Is there some weird connection? Am I have some needs that aren't being met, and that's why they're in my bed? Lord, forgive me. Listen, it's always wise to just ask and do a quick little heart scan on that, okay? Absolutely, there's no harm in that. But that is not always what He's saying. Often it might not be what He's saying. He might be saying that you are in bed with this gift of worship that you are called to, that God is saying you are at one with, that you are in intimacy with, that you are in bed with your gift of worship. And that's the season. If you are in bed and it's something negative, then God might be showing you, yeah, you've made an agreement here. You have had some intimacy with this wrong way of thinking, and it's time to end that and break that, okay? It can be positive, it can be negative, but definitely look at it symbolically. An example that I use often, I personally did not interpret this dream, but I heard this story that there was a woman who was having sex with her son in her dreams. Now, obviously, all of us are just recoiling, thinking, oh God, that's so wrong. Ew, Lord. And she was very offended by that imagery. She thought something was wrong. She thought maybe it was demonic. And so she ignored it for a period of time. And I forget if it was like 3 or 4 times that she ended up having the dream. But finally, it happened enough that she thought, okay, there's, what is this? God, I'm coming to ask you what this is about. And God ended up revealing to her that He was desiring that she would have more intimacy with her son, because her son was actually going through something emotionally that was really challenging that she didn't know about. And he was at risk of like leaving, running away, going into something pretty dark. So He was persistent in making sure that she saw this offensive imagery to get her attention, because that was really important to God and that was really important to her. God is not afraid to offend you if it's going to arrest you. If it's going to arrest you and bring you to Him so that He can save you or someone you love from something bad happening, or if there's something really important that you need to see. There's another testimony of a woman I know who had a dream that her, like a good friend of her husband's, was putting his hand between her legs. And when she woke up, she thought, oh gosh, Lord, is there something inappropriate here? She checked her heart, did a quick scan of like, have I crossed some boundaries? And God said, no, that's not what this is about. This is actually about your boundaries, your intimate boundaries. Who are you sharing parts of your heart with and who are you not? I need you to actually reassess and readjust boundaries and who you're letting into what. Okay, it got her attention, right? And it was also a kind father to show her it's time to put up some more emotional boundaries. It wasn't even about a physical thing. It was about an emotional thing. I'm going to give you another example. And this one, I'm just going to give you a little disclaimer, is a little bit hard to hear. So let me just preface with that. But I interpreted a dream for a blessed woman who was so afraid to bring this dream, but I'm so glad she did. She had had a reoccurring dream over 3 or 4 years or so where she was involved in a sexual act with a child in her dream. And she was like the perpetrator. She was the aggressor in the dream. And in the dream, she was getting super angry and ashamed. And that was kind of a part of the whole scenario. Now, as you can imagine, she would wake up and be so distressed and heartbroken. And what is this about, God? And for 3 or 4 years, she had these dreams until she brought it to me. And the most beautiful thing came out of this because she was super brave and she was like, I'm done with this. This has got to stop. Why is this here? And I know this woman. She does not have that kind of bone in her body, all right? Now, if this does apply to you and you have had that kind of addiction or issue in the past, like that is definitely something to just be transparent about and talk to someone about it. Talk to safe people so that you can get help, okay? But in this particular situation, that was not the case. And what we realized as we got into the interpretation process is that her soul was speaking about something that was happening to her. So the child was actually a part of herself. And there was a spiritual dynamic that was going on where because of anger or because of things that have happened in the past, there was a victimization happening internally in her. Not a sexual violation, not at all. It was actually just she was victimizing another part of herself because of things that had happened in the past. Now, that sounds really kind of abstract, but it was very profound for her in the moment, and God led us into the most beautiful encounter where he led her through healing and into integration, and she was so relieved to have that dream behind her. And look at that. That was gruesome imagery, but God didn't stop it. And even though I'm not sure that was a God-sourced dream, it was a soul-sourced dream and there was a demonic thing going on, God was using that to bring deliverance and to bring healing and to bring internal union and integration to her heart. So, as you can see, there is much more going on than meets the eye in sexual dreams, and they are very important for us to be holding with an air of importance. So that is going to be my challenge to you, that if you have one that you're already thinking about right now that's a recent sexual dream, that you would sit down right now with it, that you would ask the Holy Spirit to cover you and give you discernment into what that dream was about and why you had it, that you would be courageous to do a heart scan and a spirit scan, and that you would let the Holy Spirit speak to you, and that you would be open to it actually being something from God, that your symbolic mind would unfold and you would be open to hearing something that you weren't expecting. I hope that that wasn't jarring for any of you. If you have any questions for me, you know you can always contact me. I absolutely love to hear from you and walk with you through these things. So I will let you go. And until next time, happy, happy dreaming to you, beloveds.